Silly Games by Adrian Bradbury. The whole idea of the Silly Games started first thing on Thursday morning. Kirsty Burns tried to run to the classroom with her lunchbox balanced on her head. Needless to say, it fell off. At first, Miss Fowler frowned, but then she had to smile. "Kirsty Burns," she said, "if there were Olympic Games for silliness, you'd win a gold medal." The children in Class 2 just adored that idea. The Silly Games, a one-day festival of silliness. Who could win? At break, Nadia stood alone in the playground. She bowed to each child who passed by and shouted loudly, "I am a silly girl! I am a silly girl!" over and over. At lunchtime, the whole playground seemed to turn into a zoo. Midori trudged around, mooing like a cow. "Moo! Moo!" Howard bounded about, howling like a dog. "Ow! Ow!" Lola crouched down, squeaking like a mouse. Soon, a crowd of children joined in. After lunch, Curtis put his shirt and jumper on back to front and turned his tie around. He stepped into class backwards. "Miss Fowler, help!" Curtis screamed. "I had a nasty accident. My head got turned right round." Everybody decided that Curtis was the winner of the Silly Games so far. Just before home time, Miss Fowler gathered the children on the carpet to read the class story. She opened her book upside down. "Time upon once," she began, "class silly very was there." The children looked at each other puzzled. What a strange story this was. Miss Fowler smiled and kept reading. "All them of silliest. There was teacher there but." When the class realised what was going on, they started giggling. They all agreed that without a doubt, Miss Fowler should win the Silly Games gold medal. The end.